Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz and for Shlomo Ben Avraham, and to elevating the souls of Betzalel Ben Mordechai, Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have one subject that we want to concentrate on this week, and that is the fact that three more Jews were brutally murdered in the land of Israel this past week. Hashem Yikom Damam, may God avenge their blood. Tens of thousands of Jews have been unnecessarily murdered in the land of Israel since the formation of this Jewish state in 1948. Tens of thousands of Jews have been murdered. And since 1996, when Benjamin Netanyahu and the evil Likud party took power and refused to stop the Oslo agreements and continued with the Oslo agreements, which they continue with to this day, 22 years later, because of that evil decision of Netanyahu and the Likud party in 1996, over 1,500 Jews have been murdered. Over 1,500 Jews have been murdered because of Netanyahu and the Likud. Continuing with the Oslo agreements. Instead of encouraging the Arab Muslims who live in the land of Israel and who hate the Jews, instead of encouraging them to leave the land of Israel, instead of offering them incentives to leave the land of Israel, this evil government encourages them to stay in Israel. You know, polls show that 90% of the Arabs in Gaza want to leave, even without compensation. 70 to 80% of the Arabs in Judea and Samaria want to leave. Most of the Arabs in pre-1967 Israel want to leave. So we have a situation where the vast majority of the Arabs want to leave, and certainly if we offered them incentives to leave, the overwhelming majority would go. But instead of doing that, what does this evil government do? This evil government does everything they can to encourage them to stay. Gives them free housing, free medicine, free food, free education. Things that Jews never receive. They never give any of this for free to the Israeli Jews. And this evil government of Netanyahu, the Likud, Naftali Bennett and the Jewish Home Party, Avigdor Lieberman and the Israel is our home party, Deri, Aryeh Deri and the Shas Party, Litzman and the so-called Torah Judaism Party or Aguda. This evil government with all the evil phony right parties that are part of the government coalition, they have freed thousands and thousands of Muslim Nazi convicted terrorist murderers. The vast majority of Muslim terrorist murderers who have been released from Israeli prisons have been released under Likud governments, not under governments of the open left, but under governments of the phony right, of the Likud, the Jewish Home Party. They're the ones who release the terrorists. They're the ones that give most of the aid to the Arab enemies of Israel. They give work permits to tens of thousands of Arabs to come into places like Jerusalem where they stab Jews and rape Jewish women, and where they ran over two Jewish soldiers this week, and two others are in the hospital in very serious condition. One's in critical condition, one's in serious condition, and two soldiers were murdered by an Arab who ran them over. They get work permits from Netanyahu, from Bennett, from Lieberman, from the phony right government. They give them work permits. They give them all types of incentives and encouragements and make it easy for them to murder Jews and make it easy for them to remain in Israel, make it easy for them to breed and have children so that they could become a demographic threat to Israel. And this same government allows hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Africa and all over the world to come flooding into Israel. This government, this evil government of Netanyahu and the Likud and Bennett and the Jewish Home Party and Lieberman and the Israel is our home party, this evil government allowed and encouraged illegal aliens from Africa to come in at a rate sometimes of, at one point, of 10,000 of them were coming in a day. They were busing them in. They opened the southern border. They just opened the border to let them in. 10,000 black Muslim illegal aliens were flooding into Israel on buses, were coming in through an open border on buses. Every single month, 10,000 a month. Under Netanyahu, under the Likud, under Shas, Eli Yishai and Aryeh Deri from Shas, they were letting them in. Not the left-wing parties. The phony right parties did this. The left-wing parties would get into a lot of trouble if they did this, because the Likud and the phony right would attack them and say, look what you're doing. And, you know, we have the same situation in the United States with the phony right. You have the phony right winds up doing more harm than the open left. And the same thing happens because the open left can't get away with what the phony right can get away with. You have the same situation in Israel. This is a horrible situation. And now three more Jews pay with their lives. One of them was a father of four Jewish children. And two young Jewish soldiers murdered. Now, I ask you, there are 5 million American Jews. How many out of the 5 million American Jews even know about the three Jews being murdered? How many of them give a damn, or would give a damn if they heard about it? How many of them bother to find out when these things happen? Do any of the American Jews even care about what happens in Israel? The answer is to have someone like Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. He's running on the Zehut Party. The answer is to have him in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. He's not going to get elected prime minister in the next election, but at least if he gets in the Knesset, there are 120 members of the Knesset. If he gets the minimum, at least the minimum 4 seats that you need to get in, there'll be a voice of truth and a voice of decency and a voice of morality in the Knesset. Feiglin was in the Likud, was in Netanyahu's party, was in the Likud, and voted to bring down the government and voted against Netanyahu and against the government when Netanyahu freed thousands of terrorists. He was the only member of the Knesset who was honest and who stood against this. And he sacrificed his own career to do this. He refused to accept this. He will not accept Netanyahu and Bennett and these other frauds throwing Jews out of their homes in Judea and Samaria. He will not accept freeing thousands of Muslim convicted murderers from Israeli prisons. He will not accept, Moshe Feiglin will not accept giving billions of dollars in aid to the Arab enemies of Israel, money that they would never give to that the Israeli government would never give to Jews, to hard-pressed Jewish taxpayers who pay among the highest taxes in the world in Israel. This is the government that freezes all Jewish buildings in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, Israel's capital. For 9 years already, they freeze all Jewish buildings. We've discussed this many times, what the implications of that are. We could have stopped the danger of a so-called Palestinian terrorist state emerging in Judea and Samaria. We could have stopped this dead in its tracks. We could have had 2 million Jews living in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem by now. If they had just allowed the type of Jewish building that's necessary, we could have had 2 million Jews living there. There'd be no chance of establishing a so-called PLO terrorist state, a so-called Palestine state or a PLO terrorist state in the heartland of biblical Israel. But now the danger of establishing such a state does exist. Here's the political situation in Israel now. Thank God that there will not be elections in the next 3 months. There was a real danger that there'd be elections the next 3 months because Netanyahu is a crook. And there are all types of indictments that are pending against him, and they're talking about indicting him. These politicians are just corrupt, are nasty and corrupt. And Netanyahu, Bennett, all of them. And so he's in trouble. He's in trouble legally, Netanyahu. And so there was a possibility that the government would be brought down, because in Israel's parliamentary system you can bring the government down. If the government loses its majority in the Knesset, in the parliament, the government comes down. It's not like in the United States where you have a set election every 4 years. In Israel, you can have an election a year later or 2 years after the last election if the government loses its majority. And what happened was Netanyahu, it looked like his government was falling apart. And they were going to schedule elections for late June, which would have been 3 months from now. That would not have been good for us because I don't think Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut party would have gotten enough votes to get into the Knesset by June. I don't think we're ready. I don't think we're ready yet. I don't think we've reached enough people. The problem is Feiglin and the Zehut party, they don't have the funding of these giant parties who have tens of millions of dollars that they spend on these campaigns. Feiglin doesn't have anything close to that. His party has very meager resources. People who tell the truth in this evil generation usually have meager resources. And so Feiglin doesn't have the funding, and he doesn't get the exposure and the attention that the other parties get. So for him to get enough votes to get four seats in the Knesset, four out of the 120 seats in the Knesset, which is the minimum threshold that he would have to pass, for him to do that within the next 3 months, that would have been difficult to do. That would have been difficult to pull off. So I'm glad there aren't elections being held the next 3 months. Not that I don't want this government to go. I want this government to go very badly. I hate this government. They're evil. They have Jewish blood on their hands. They're doing everything they can to destroy Jewish settlements. They're doing everything they can to oppress the good Jews of Israel. They're doing everything they can to undermine the things that we need to strengthen in Israel. So I despise this government, but I don't want just elections for the sake of elections, because all the people running other than Feiglin are bad. Other than Feiglin and the Zehut party. And Feiglin and the Zehut party, I don't think, had enough support in the next 3 months to get elected. We now have a breather. We now should have at least 6 months before the next election, maybe even a year before the next election. So that gives us more time and gives us a chance to build support and to reach people. The interesting thing is, we find that the more people we reach, when we reach people with our message, a lot of them are responsive to the message. A lot of them like what Moshe Feiglin proposes. The problem is, can we reach enough of them? And the problem is, if we just reach them once, let's say with one video, and they just see one video, and then a month later they have to vote, but in that month after they saw that one video, they're bombarded with a million other things like television commercials and messages in the mail and all other types of things, and they already forgot about our video. You know, that's the problem. We reach them once here, once there, you know, once or twice. And then they're bombarded by a million other people who hit them over and over and over again because they have a lot of money, because the other parties have tens of millions of dollars. It's very hard to compete in an atmosphere like that. Very hard to compete. Once Feiglin gets in, if he can get in and get those four seats, then he'll have funding, because if you're in the Knesset, you get government funding in the elections. That's the way it's to protect the incumbents. They made the laws to protect the incumbents. So once he gets in, then he has access to government funding, and then he'll be in a much stronger position. Plus, he'll be in the Knesset and he'll get a lot of attention. So we got to get him in. We got to get him in. We got to get him past that threshold, and that is not easy to do when you're competing with people who spend $50 or $100 million, and you know, and you only have a couple of $100,000. You know, when you're outgunned 1,000 to 1 in terms of money, and literally he is literally outgunned 1,000 to 1 compared to the big parties. That's very hard to compete in that situation, under those circumstances. Fortunately, thank God, Moshe Feiglin is very creative, and the people he's working for are very creative people. And we, in JTF, the videos we put together and the campaign we put together, we've shown you some of the stuff we've done in our past programs. We've shown you some of the ways we get attention and some of the ways we get people to come to our videos. So, you know, we've tried to be very creative as well. I don't know if we're going to win. I don't know if when the elections come, if we're going to win. I do know it's very important that we win. If there's no voice of truth, as there is now, there's no voice of truth, we're in a lot of trouble. There's got to be one voice. And, you know, if there's just that one party with those four party members, Feiglin and the other three members of the Knesset that would be elected with his party, if the four of them are in the Knesset together and they're speaking the truth, that makes a tremendous difference. It really makes a difference. It's true, he won't be the government. He won't be able to to completely change government policy, but he will have an influence. He'll have an impact. Because, you know, it's like when you have complete darkness and you light a candle, that candle, that or you light a match, even though the match or the candle are relatively small, if there's complete darkness, the light has a tremendous impact. And the light of what he is saying, the common sense truths that he speaks, the morals, the righteousness, the justice that he espouses, it is like lighting a candle in darkness, in complete darkness. We need him in the Knesset. And by the way, we in JTF don't agree with him on all issues. He's not a Kahanist. We are Kahanists. So we're to the right of him. We don't agree with him on all issues. But on the big important issues, on most of the big important issues, he's good. He does want to. He wants a program to offer the Arabs compensation to leave. He is against freeing any Muslim terrorists from prison. He's against expelling even a single Jew and will not sit in any government that expels even a single Jew from their homeland. He's in favor of massive Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. He's the one candidate and the one party running that tells the truth and says there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinian people. So he understands the issues properly. So on the vast majority of issues, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. It's true, on some issues we're to the right of him, but that's fine. You know, if we could get somebody that will help the Jewish people, help Israel, we'll accept the fact that we might have some differences of opinion with him on certain issues, as long as it's helping Israel and helping the Jewish people. Most importantly, when you have something like this where three innocent Jews are brutally murdered, he'll be the one voice of morality, the one voice that says, hey, this is unacceptable. We've got to get them out of Israel. We've got to get these. The Arab terrorists should be killed. Murderers should be given the death penalty. Not a single murderer should ever be freed. The convicted Arab, I'm talking about Arab murderers. Convicted Arab murderers should never be freed. They should get the death penalty. And we've got to begin a program to encourage them, to encourage the Arabs in general, to leave Israel with compensation. I don't know if we're going to succeed. I do know that it's important, whether you succeed or fail, it's important that the effort be made. And it's important that we publicize these issues and bring light to these issues. Because we're going to pave the way, whether we succeed in this election or not, it is very important for us to succeed, but whether we succeed in this election or not, we're paving the road for future successes, God willing. We're at least creating the issues and creating the foundation for these issues. And by the way, I think he does have a chance of succeeding. I think he has a chance of winning. I think it's going to be difficult. There's also a strong chance that he won't win. I mean, there's a chance he'll win. There's a chance he won't win. I don't know and I can't give you odds. I'm not going to lay odds. It can go either way. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult, but we have a chance. And the JTF video campaign, as I've been telling you for weeks now, has been going well, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, thousands of people coming to our videos every week, thousands of people. Again, I wish it wasn't thousands. I wish it was hundreds of thousands. If it was hundreds of thousands, then we'd be in the driver's seat. Then we'd have a good shot at getting him in the Knesset. But it's thousands every single week coming to our videos in a country the size of Israel. That's not something to sneeze at. That's not bad. And we're hoping to create a situation where it's going to be, soon it'll be tens of thousands. I hope we'll be able to get up to that. We're building. By the way, it is increasing incrementally every week. So I'm hoping we're going to get to that point where it's going to be tens of thousands. We're doing our best. We're right now, at the present time, we're already advertising. Last week when I spoke to you, I said we were advertising 19... I think it was 19 videos last week. I don't remember if it was 19 or 20. I know that now we have 22. We have 22 videos we're advertising this week. So we're building it up. And just from the advertising now, we've already reached the point where we're getting over 9,000 views from the advertising every week. Almost 10,000, actually. I don't remember the exact number, but it was between 9,000 and 10,000 just on the advertising. Plus, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos that are getting views that aren't part of the advertising. So, you know, you add it all up, we're reaching people with the message. But we have to reach much more. We're commanded to love our fellow Jews as ourselves. That's what it says. You must love your fellow Jews as yourself, as you love yourself. That's a commandment in the Torah. That's what Jews are commanded to do. And what does that mean? What it means is when you hear that a Jewish father of four Jewish children was stabbed to death in Jerusalem by a Muslim terrorist, you're supposed to feel his pain. You're supposed to feel his pain as if it was your father or your son or your daughter or your wife, God forbid for all of that, but as if it was, you're supposed to feel the pain. You're supposed to feel the pain of the Jewish families. You're supposed to feel the pain of the Jewish victims as if it was you. That's what it means. And that's what a true Torah Jew is supposed to do. That's what true Ahavat Yisrael, love of our fellow Jews, means. And there's nothing more important than that in Judaism. Judaism has, there are many important aspects to Judaism, and we've discussed many of those aspects. But love of our fellow Jews, and love of our brothers and sisters, and feeling the pain of our fellow Jews, there's nothing more important than that. If we reach the point where instead of 9,000 to 10,000 views a week, if we reach the point where instead of that, we were reaching 100,000 a week, that would make quite a difference. Let's hope that day can come. In the meantime, we're making progress. I hope we can reach enough people fast enough and be convincing enough so that we can get him through and get him in the Knesset and have a voice of truth in the Knesset and make a difference so that some voice of sanity will finally be heard. That's our goal. That's what we're trying to do. You can help us. You can be part of that. I don't think there's anything more important in this world at this time, for Jews or for righteous Gentiles, than to help in the struggle for Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael and Torat Yisrael, for the land of Israel and the Torah of Israel and the people of Israel. That is the struggle that will decide the destiny of the world now. That's where the action is. And if you want to help, this is the place to do it. You know, we had an employee, Shlomo was working for us. He's not working for us now because we've decided to put all of our resources into the advertising. So Shlomo is actually not employed by this organization right now, even though he was very important to the organization. For him, it's good because he took a big pay cut to work for us because he's extremely talented. But right now, we have no employees. That means 100% of contributions that people give go into the cause. We don't pay any employees. We have no employees now. So 100% goes into the cause. And of course, when we had Shlomo here, that was part of the cause, and because Shlomo did a lot of very important things for us and helped us with our advertising campaign, helped us with everything we were doing. But now all of the money goes directly into the advertising. And so it's just something to consider. What other organization you're going to find which doesn't pay any salaries, which is all volunteer, and all the money goes directly into the advertising? Where are you going to find another organization like that? May Hashem help us. We need your prayers. We need your financial support as much as possible. We need you to promote us. We need to work together. Because we know that unless there are drastic changes and unless people wake up, the situation will not get better. God forbid it will get worse unless we do what we're required to do to make it better. We can do that if we all work together and fight together for justice and for righteousness and to make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.